Hello, and welcome to Travel Fun. This is Mary Beth Clementi, and I am the host of this talk show on travel. And today, I have a very special guest in the studio, and that is moi. For those of you who don't know French very well, that means me. And this is only the second time in the 8.5 years that I've been doing Travel Fun that I have actually been the guest. And the other time was when I had a book that just came out. And this is the same this time. Actually, my book is soon to come out. And I have the pleasure of being interviewed by Ben Kerr, station manager here, and what can I say, big cheerleader of mine, Ben. You, I don't know whether you saw the acknowledgments.
And I did.
Well, first of all, I guess I should start out with the title of the book, A Tour of the Heart, A Seductive Cycling Trip Through France.
Yeah, it sounds so fun. It reads really well. It's fun. You've been on Travel Fun for 8.5 years.
Can you believe it? It will be 9 years in December. And the acknowledgement page is very important to a writer because so many people are involved in the making of a book from start to finish. And
you thanked a lot of people.
Yes, and I needed to thank my Kodo family because, as I said, you're all just so great about just letting me do my thing here in the Kodo studios. And that's touched on a lot of travel stories, France and others. So thank you for that, Ben.
Well, you've been host of Travel Fun for so long. I think maybe people don't realize that you're an authoress as well. And tell us about your first two books.
Right. Well, actually, I have had 4 books published on France, 3 on Paris, 1 on the French provinces, and they have all been shopping and touring books. So they are guidebooks, and although guidebooks written in the first person and with a real chatty voice, my voice, so that's different from Fodor's or other guidebooks that you find out there on the market. And so I have been very much in the travel writer world for, dare I say late 80s? That's really dating me. And this new book is an entirely different book. A Tour of the Heart is nonfiction, so that means it's true, everything that I write in the book. And however, it reads like a little bit like a novel, I think you can say. It's a narrative, and it's a travel memoir love story. Mm-hmm. And so even for people that aren't planning to leave for France, I think they would enjoy it.
It's very interesting. Now, what made you want to write this book?
Well, this is a book that I actually began 12 years ago. And it was 12 years ago that I started the research for a trip to France. And it was a trip to bring together my passions, my passion that is France, French culture, French life. And also, at that time, I had discovered the passion of cycling. And that was a real big deal for me. That was before I moved to Colorado. I was living in Saratoga Springs, New York. And I really got into road riding. And I guess I discovered the theme of self-empowerment through sports at that time as well. I was always a real girly girl, grew up with 5 brothers. So that meant I was destined to be either a priss or a tomboy. And I was really turned out more on the prissy side. So I discovered this passion for cycling, and I just really took to it. And I actually met a fella who was very into cycling, super, super cyclist at the time. This was back in upstate New York. And we fell in love. And I thought, wow, let's bring our passions together. I wanted to go to France. He wanted to come with me. I never sometimes I go there with a very strong idea of what I'm doing. This time for this particular trip over 12 years ago, it was a little bit more nebulous. However, I knew I would write stories from my travels, and actually I thought it would be a book, but I wasn't sure what form the book would take. And so the book, A Tour of the Heart, A Seductive Cycling Trip Through France, it actually encompasses two trips to France. Mm-hmm. But it sounds better to say
right.
a trip rather
right.
than two. Yes. So that's how I got started, and off I went to France with this guy, and cycling's a big theme.
So you had the idea for the book before you left.
Right.
You thought this would be maybe a great basis for a new book. And you had some experience in France prior to that. Tell us about that.
Well, I lived in Paris 11 years. So, and having written four travel books on France, France was my beat. And I wanted to go back and share this French experience with this guy. And that's really an interesting part of the book, because it's kind of the balance of power that happens between us in our travels. I think people know that travels bring out the best of times, and sometimes it can be the worst of times or the most challenging.
You really get to know somebody when
you
travel.
You really get to
them.
Know somebody yeah. when you're traveling.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot of that kind of ups and downs, and also the male-female thing. When we're traveling around France, I am the dominant force, if you will, because I know the language, I know the country, I know the culture, and it's sort of my deal. And then once we're out on the bike, the power shifts, and he's just, you know, the big cheese, and I'm trying to keep up. So I think that that makes for an interesting story. That's a love story.
It's a nice balance because he knows cycling. You know the culture and the language and the country.
Right.
So that's a nice blend.
Right. I think so. And the theme is very universal. Well, there are many themes to the book, but the love story theme in people trying to make relationships work.
Yeah.
We
can't let out the result of the relationship at this point, but it's a very interesting read. How did you get involved with the French culture to begin with? How did you get from Saratoga Springs, New York, to France?
You know, I started early on when I was a freshman in high school. I started to learn French. I fell in love with the language. And then after that, it was wanting to go there. And then I fell in love with France and the French culture. So I really kept building on that in my years of schooling, also in college, and then actually going and living there. And it will always be a huge part of my life, for sure. And there's so much about it that I really love. I do know France very well. I say right off in the first part of the book, in fact, we should say there are excerpts of A Tour of the Heart on my website, and you can go to atourofheheart.com, and that'll send you there, and you see different areas. The cover's up, A Tour of the Heart, you can't miss it. I have to say, this was a local collaboration in many ways. Chandler Thayer is the artist who did the artwork, and I just think it's gorgeous.
It's perfect.
She
perfect
really
for the story.
Captures the spirit of the book. So you can read excerpts there. I will have actual copies toward in about 2 weeks. So let's say very early September. And ebooks, of course, will be available as well. But I just wanted to do a little bit of advance promo with all the enthusiasm around pro cycling.
That we just experienced.
Experienced, which is so great. And because that is actually very much a part of this book. I have a part one, and that's actually going over and cycling in France. And then the part two is going back to France, with a big emphasis on the Tour de France and attending the Tour de France. And I had some incredible adventures, incredible encounters. I couldn't have written a better script for what happened. At one point, I found myself on the same floor as the U.S. Postal team and hung out with those guys. And, you know, so I write about all of this in my book. And so I think it's even something that would appeal to men, because I think I capture the whole cycling bit pretty well.
Yeah.
And because there's so much to say about it, and obviously I was enthralled with it.
So it's a great story. Going back to getting involved in cycling, what prompted you to get, what grew your passion for cycling?
Well, you know, the story, A Tour of the Heart, it starts out in Saratoga Springs. That's before we leave on our big adventure. That's in upstate New York. And I was living there for a while after having moved back from France. And Saratoga is a wonderful town in and of itself, but also because on the outlying area of Saratoga has some of the best cycling in the country. Really good cycling. And nice sort of rolling country roads, rural roads, lots of farmland outside of Saratoga and that sort of thing. So people there are pretty big into cycling, and I just kind of heard about it. And up until that point, I was doing lots of fast walking. And that gets pretty boring. Yeah. Fast walking, that was sort of, I don't know, left over from the Jane Fonda right. fast walking tapes. Am I dating myself? But, you know, because this story starts out, and it was 1999, okay? And we've got to be careful about how we talk about things, because here it is, you know, 12 years later. I'm, you know, I don't want to reveal the end of the story for those that don't know my life intimately. But even those who know my life well, I think they might be surprised about some of the twists and turns in this story.
And you write with such detail about things, even though it's, you know, been a few years since this all occurred. I mean, the wine you had for dinner and the meals that you experienced and the restaurants you went to, it really paints a wonderful picture of the parts of France that you went to. So it was really interesting reading it. It just made me feel like I was there.
Oh, good. That's important. I love hearing that. I am definitely into detail. And when I did the travels, as I said, I didn't know what form the book was going to take. I was quite sure it was going to be a book. However, I take notes on just about everything. I'm, you know, always taking notes, whether it's on napkins or on a pad or picking up brochures and maps and all of that. And so I call these, you know, little pearls. I think I'm the only person who could read my notes, because I have a lot of sort of words or fragments of sentences that can just sort of remind me of the moment. And then I actually wrote the whole book 10 years ago. Let me think. It was the summer of 2002. So it was exactly 10 years ago when I first, well, I was going to say when I first, I don't, if I say it, I might give away part of the story, but I wrote it 10 years ago. And what I have done in the years since is taken it out at different times, looking at it, editing it, trying to make it better. And that's a pretty big process in the writing process, just making it better.
I think with the Pro Bike Challenge just went through Telluride here recently. It's given people a real insight into the race and following a tour. I mean, what were some of your favorite moments of following the tour? And do you want to go back and perhaps see another one?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And in fact, I can say that I'm headed off to Aspen for just a couple of days to kind of get in on some of the fun over there. I didn't quite get my fix in Telluride yesterday. I think there's so much color and excitement, and it's such a dynamic event. And actually, in my book, I liken the cyclists to jockeys, and they're wearing their racing silks, and on their little bikes, you know, these thoroughbred horses. And actually, the cyclists are pretty small, too. They're very thin and svelte. And so they're just such amazing athletes. And what goes on at the Tour de France, and also I think the Pro Cycling Challenge has kind of patterned themselves off of that, too. There's so much. Even if you just happen to see the cyclists whiz by, you feel that incredible force that the Peloton
the energy,
brings.
Yeah,
you know, amazing. It's like, it can be likened to, depending on where they are, whether they're on a straightaway, or, you know, it can either be a swarm of bees, or it can be like a big tractor trailer going by, and the sights, the sounds, all of that. And then you have opportunities to actually get up close and personal with the riders at the start. And at the finish, too, you can mingle with them. And just all the fun that's associated with it. And even if you're just sort of following a lot of it on a big screen TV or in your room, and then you jump out and get in on the fanfare, it's just a really fun event.
It's a rush.
It's a rush.
It's a total rush.
And in Europe, what's interesting to say is next year is the 100th anniversary of the Tour de France. And this, obviously, people there have had so long to build up this tradition that it is a mega happening in Europe. And people come, a lot of Northern Europeans, people from Holland, a lot of people from Scandinavia, all over, they will go to the big mountain stages because that's where there's often the most excitement, and camp there for a few days. And they might plan their vacations around going to all of these different sites. And you see people on TV, they dress up, and they have one heck of a party, and they have these rigs that they have a little portable TV in their vehicle, and that plugs in with their cigarette lighter. They can watch the TV, watch the race on TV. Then when the race comes, you know, oh, just partying happening. So you can imagine what happened in Telluride. It was a first yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We'll give it a few years.
Of building up.
Give it a few years, or maybe give it 10 years. And then I tell you, it will become a tradition and a happening. And it's because how can you not like it?
Yeah. It sounds like it should be on everyone's bucket list to do at least once in a lifetime.
Oh, I think so. I had the pleasure of going to the Olympics many, many years ago. I love that.
How do they compare?
It's kind of hard to compare, but I think the one thread you have, especially talking about the Tour de France, is it's a big international event. People lose track of that. It's not just a French event. It's a big international event. So I think it's really fun for people to get together and share the spirit, share the camaraderie, especially in the name of sport.
Yeah.
And you know, just have a good old time. And so I actually was able to attend the Tour de France 4 times during the research of this book. And so each of those 4 times I describe vividly in my book, A Tour of the Heart. And I think people, whether they know nothing about cycling or whether they're huge fans, I think they would enjoy the scenes.
We're talking with Maribeth Clemente and about her new book, A Tour of the Heart. And it's a book about the heart. It's a book about romance. It's a book about cycling and all those things. What would make you want to go back to see another Tour de France? What is it about the Tour de France that's so appealing that would make you go again?
I think just all the fun, the colors, the excitement. You know, the wow factor.
Yeah.
That
the food.
Oh, the food. Well, I have to jump in there and say, you know, when I had some trouble with the subtitle of this book, A Seductive Cycling Trip Through France, and had a number of different names to plug in there. It was somebody who you know, I've known for a long time, who came up with Seductive, and I really appreciated his input. I said, well, maybe that is it. However, it's seductive in a large sense of the word. Yes, there is romance. There's a lot of romance. There's a lot of whining and dining.
Yeah.
And on my website, I do have excerpts that I think reflect what's in the book. There's an incredible food and wine scene, so I have that up there. Once again, that's atouroftheheart.com. And people will go to that. It's actually pointing to bonjourcolorado.com right now.
Yes,
but okay. I don't want to give too much. I don't want to talk too much about Colorado. So it's atouroftheheart.com, and people can see. And also, I think it's important to say that I did not do some kind of a, like, you know, down and dirty touring bike tour around France. I have been writing about travel for years. A certain amount of it is luxury travel.
Mm-hmm.
So this trip is done in a way. It's very seductive. I, you know, the French government tourist office sponsored me through most of it and helped me with arrangements.
And why was that?
Well, they knew I had already written 4 books on France, and they knew that I was somebody who could write well about France and represent them.
Mm-hmm.
And everything. And they wanted me to discover all these different regions. So stayed in some wonderful, wonderful places, both very high-end and some other places that were just kind of charming little finds that your average tourist wouldn't find. So that's part of it, too, the whole lodging experience, the whole sightseeing experience, how you feel when you're going along a road in Burgundy, and all of the sights and sounds, the brown cows, the chateaus, and the wine country, and all of that. So that's a lot of what I mean by seductive.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready to go. Did you have a favorite place along the tour?
You know, it's really hard to say. I don't think I can say I had a favorite place. I cover in the book, I cover Alsace, Burgundy, Provence, Languedoc-Roussillon, the Southwest, Paris, touch on Versailles a little bit. Then there's the Loire, the Alps, and back to Paris. So it's a good look at France that I cover in all of these different chapters. And I think I do a good job. I would like to think I do a good job of really describing the different places and what they're known for, the scenery, the food, the people, crowds or not so many crowds. So I think people can kind of pick and choose what areas they want from that. And they could, you know, really, there's a lot of information in it. They could you know, kind of plan their trip from what's in there.
Because there's details. I mean, there's good
details about
restaurants and
places
to go. So
I also reveal a lot about of the life of a travel writer. And that's something is really funny because ever since I started doing this practically, so many people have said to me, oh, I want to be a travel writer or something. You know, I think a lot of people think it's incredibly glamorous. And
it's difficult, I would imagine.
And it is difficult. I tell you, it's true. There are some great perks to the job, and that's normal if we had to, you know, take care of all of these travels. It would never happen. However, there are a lot of imperatives about the hectic life of a travel writer and going here and going there and showing up and this place not being right or having, you know, you didn't have too many bad meals in France, but what I had a lot was like, had to eat so much. Like, oh no, another great meal. And
yeah.
It's funny, I have to talk about my partner in the story, and his name is Peter, I can say that. And he really went for the cycling, you know, to do the major climbs and the Pyrenees and all that. And little did he know that in some regions he spent more à table, you know, having an incredible meal, than actually cycling. But he embraced a lot of that too, but there was this real strong desire to do some epic climbs. And I think I can say without divulging too much that he did make it to Ventoux, Mont Ventoux in Provence. That's a mythic climb for tour riders. And I recount that in great detail, his climb up Mont Ventoux.
And when you cycle all day, though, you've earned your fabulous French meal, right?
Right. But I think there was maybe a little bit more dining than pedaling. But the pedaling was fabulous. And he did, I let him go off with some, we had different guides that would meet us and let him have some of those experiences of some incredible ascents. And because I was sort of, you know, holding him back at different times. So we kind of juggled with that. And
how new were you to the sport of cycling, and how was that? Was it difficult to kind of come up to speed along the way, or were you in great cycling shape? Or
well, I was pretty new to it. I think I really got into cycling. It was in 1999, and so we actually did this trip. 2012. So I was pretty new, and I never was incredibly athletic during my life. So there are some aspects of our cycling adventures that are pretty comical. I can even say, other people have read it, they've said this is funny, because of me trying to kind of get with it, and both of, you know, how you really ride, and the idea of drafting. We had a group ride at one point, and I guess, I don't even know. There are some things that I don't want to give too much away,
sure.
But it is fun. And sometimes I try really hard to get the cycling thing down, and other times I just want to go off into a cafe and have a glass of wine. And I'll leave off right there with that glass of wine remark. That was the majority of the interview that I did with Ben Kerr, and that was August 2012, when A Tour of the Heart, A Seductive Cycling Trip Through France, was really in its final phase, and then published shortly thereafter. I am posting this on my blog, bonjourcolorado.com. as a podcast, along with a couple of pictures. I do hope you'll enjoy it. And check out my book, A Tour of the Heart, A Seductive Cycling Trip Through France. Seductive in every sense of the word. Thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.